Hello, true believers. Hey, it's Sean Arama here, the Sean Geek Podcast on the road. Today, we're going to do a recap on the part two for the KeyCon episode. Inadvertently, when I put the episode up, I only included a portion of the footage that we had, the audio footage. Is that the right word? Anyway, I didn't have everything there, so I'm going to include the rest of the clips on in this week, and I think I'm going to do another recap kind of some other stuff that my bro and I and Corey and James and, you know, the whole crew partook in over the weekend. Hit the credits. To keep the mood of the podcast going, we're actually on the road, but we're walking to the masquerade. We're at KeyCon. We just played some video games, and now we are going to the masquerade, which is up the stairs. Yes. Yeah.
I think there's a few people this year.
What's that?
I think there's a few people this year dressed up.
Yes. I'm going to see some amazing costumes. Straight ahead. Yeah, so we're sort of live, sort of not. We'll be here in 1 second. We're gonna sign off.
Oh, you can see it.
Yeah, over this way.
This way?
Yeah. Oh, entrance from hallway. We gotta go this way. Okay. Maybe we'll not turn this off quite yet. You can hear the cheers. We're going in. We'll report right after. True believers, I'm back again. This time I've got the that guy named Corey Taves, master artist, hat wearing fiend.
And fiend, I'm
not entirely sure that, you know, got me properly described.
Fuck.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're all in a stir in here.
Yeah.
So we're on our way to the social.
Yep.
Where your wife is.
Yep.
And we're going to go on our way to maybe find Larry Smith, potentially.
Yes. Hopefully we're going to.
Going to risk to meet.
Yes.
But you're going to introduce me. Todd's here. James is here.
Yes.
Todd was on the previous part of the podcast, but we only have two mics.
Ugly son.
So we're now.
You know, hey, whatever.
Yes.
There's no DJ in the elevator this year.
Where's the 2 years ago there was a DJ in the elevator.
Only 1 hour into whatever. Only 1 hour.
So he might still be around.
It might still happen.
It's possible.
Might still happen. Maybe we're.
Oh, that sounds pretty loud.
This is going to be awesome.
Let's get off here.
So we're going to look like two idiots attached to a headphone. That's okay.
Do you have a card?
One floor.
You guys want to be on the podcast?
No. What are you doing for a podcast?
That's my podcast. Say hi. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Woo.
Woo.
Okay.
Hi.
That was a bunch of people.
I don't know who those were, but...
Well, that was Lana, Klassen, and a bunch of other people.
Yes, yes.
So we are now headed down to... Where are we going?
I don't know.
Why are we going this way? We just passed it. It was like right there.
Was the social there?
Yeah.
Where?
I thought it was down here. No, it's up there.
So in the typical fashion of this podcast where I get lost in traffic all the time, we're now currently lost in a hotel.
12. We have no idea where we're going.
Go to the restaurant and turn right.
This is freaking awesome.
Go to the restaurant, turn right.
This is my podcast every time, Corey.
Yeah.
I'm cursing at people that cut me off in traffic.
Oh, more pictures.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
Pezzo!
Hey,
Hey, everybody, this is Tazo. Tazo, say hi.
Hi, Tazo.
Hi.
Right. You're on the Sean Geek podcast right now.
Say what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, okay. He's little, he's red, he's got fangs. It's all
good. That's awesome.
Let's go.
And now we're moving into the social where it's really loud.
Hang on. You gotta do one thing. Fuck you, Robert.
What? Oh, poor Robert. Sorry.
We like
Robert. Him. Give us some love. Hi. Say hi on the podcast.
Hello.
This is Rob. He's dressed up as a raccoon.
Yes.
It's Ricky fucking raccoon. Awesome.
Yeah. Say something in Klingon.
Nochne.
Good.
Awesome. Well done, sir. All right, so now we're going into the social aspect of the party. It's loud. If you can't hear us, I'll edit this out later.
Hi. How are you doing? We're recording. Say hi.
Hi.
Here we go.
Awesome.
Kyla.
Hi, Kyla.
Hi. Mom, take care of me, please. Mom, bring him.
Okay. What are you doing?
Going to Terrence to get food.
Where?
Terrence, T4.
Terrence? Yeah.
Terrence.
Hi.
Let's go.
I left one at home.
Uh-huh.
Are you being removed?
They're attacked by a cord.
No.
Don't yank, Corey.
All right, we're going to pause this right now.
Okay.
And we're back. I hope you enjoyed the footage of what was going on for this wonderful KeyCon weekend that we had. A couple things I did want to say. I didn't do the full gamut. I didn't do the full weekend. It's very, very difficult when you have two young children at home, but we were able to do the Friday. We were able to do the Saturday. And some of the stuff that we missed on the some of the stuff we did on the last podcast. Just interesting things going on the road here. This lady, I think, was yelling at me, but I'm not sure. But anyway, they're going to keep going. So Friday night masquerade, all the sort of stuff. I think we kind of covered that. On Saturday was the day of panels. So we actually saw, my brother and I went to a editing panel, and, it talked about, why to edit, how to edit, how editing works, more or less, the authors there. I wasn't familiar with any of the authors or any of the editors, but what I will say is that, I am probably going to try to look up their works. I'm going to actually put their names in the credits. I did put them on the last episode. I did link to them, and I think you should check them out. The information they gave was invaluable. From a writer's perspective, I think the most difficult thing for me is the editing phase. I don't have any issues coming up with ideas. I don't have any issues doing the writing. I don't get hung up on any of that stuff. For me, that is the easy part. I don't know if I'd say easy. It's the part that I can get through and I can get taken care of. So when it gets down to the editing part, I think I get overwhelmed with the minutiae, with the every little thing, and then worrying about every little thing. And they gave some really good ideas on how to get through the editing process, how to not let it overwhelm you, how to to get through it. Like, it really, really great advice. I would actually like to go through this again with these writers. And there was another panel. I did get a chance to speak with one of the writers on there. She was very she's the one. I don't know. They all had great advice, but I kind of hit her up after just to ask a couple more questions. She was very, very helpful. Very, very, very kind. I do want you to check out her stuff. Please go in the links below within the podcast. Go to my Podbean page or check on the hashtags I have associated with these. Please check out their work. I'm going to just say right now that I'm sure every single one of these people are great writers based upon the advice they gave. It was so valuable to me, and I am applying it right already. So kudos to the panel. The other panel that we did, which was the last panel we did of the afternoon before we hit up the party aspect of the convention, I'm gonna have a link for this as well, but it was a medieval martial arts recreation society, and what they do is they take real swords of all kinds, short swords, long swords, rapiers, ipes, you name it. They take all the real weapons. They're all dulled. None of them have a sharp edge, and they all dress up in armor. Usually, some sort of recreation of something that would have been around in those times. And they fight, and they score points, and they have a point system for their battles. You really got to check out this stuff. I think if I can find a link to their webpage, I believe they must have video up. I did link some of the videos up on my Instagram account and on my Facebook account and on my Twitter account. So you can check it out there. Some really cool stuff. I mean, what they did is they really talked about what it was like to fight in that age, and what it was like, and how it's different than now. It's not when you talk about fencing. The score system works differently than the score system in this system. It's much different. This is a more realistic combat and how it works. So very, very cool. They're very, very accommodating. They let people interact. They let people hold the weaponry. It was really, really cool, and props to them. The other thing that we did during the day is my brother and I and James actually played a couple games of Pandemic. I've covered Pandemic on this show before. I will say again, if you haven't played Pandemic, you're missing out on probably one of the greatest game inventions of the last 50 years. This is a classic. It's nice to see Pandemic has revitalized itself in the last decade or so, and it looks like they're attacking the market. I don't know if they're getting more backers, but they've kind of redone the paper, the artwork, and the game is phenomenal. So the version of the game that we played was the dice version of the game. So it basically takes all the rules from the typical board game version and adopts it using dice. It's interesting because the dynamic of the game is exactly the same. The pacing is a little faster, but it's basically an identical game, but completely different, but still identical. So very quick game to learn, very fun, addictive game. It's one of my wife and I's, it's one of our go-tos. So we played two games. We totally got our butt handed to us on the first game, and then when we played the second game, we just conquered it. Very, very fun. I probably need to do a true and proper video documentation of the game of the Pandemic, and I think I would like to expand that into the YouTube channel and do this at some point. I know it's been done before by other notable people that are celebrities that have done this game. It's just one of those games that it's just so fun. It's just, and it being cooperative just adds a whole other level and layer to the greatness that game is. So besides that, the other thing, I mean, you caught some of that on the last, just previous to this here, you caught the, we went into the social, we did the masquerade, we had a good time. We were kind of in and out of the social because, I'll be honest, I was really, really enjoying the 15th floor. There was concerts on the 15th floor in Decadent Dave's room called the Dandelions, or the Dandelion Room. Just a really fun room. We got to see Wolfgang get a performance in there. Wolfgang's an amazing dude. He's really, really becoming a very accomplished guitar player, and you know, really enjoy his playing. He's pretty darn good folky. But anyway, what else can I say? I'm really looking forward to next year, and I'm going to put this out there again to the KeyCon personnel or anyone that's listening to this podcast. I really would like to truly and honestly take this podcast on the road into the con in a larger way than I did this past one. KeyCon, if you're listening and you want me to be part of the programming in one, in some way, shape, or form, willing for to let me be a guest, hey, sure, whatever you guys want to do. I'm going to be podcasting from KeyCon again next year regardless. It'd be awesome to maybe actually do it in a more official capacity. Maybe we can line up something else. But take me up on it. I'll do panels. I'll do whatever you guys would like. I have some ideas for what I would like to do, but I think I'd really like to do it more in a more official capacity than just saying, hey, can I run some panels? So please reach out to me and let me know what you guys think. Until next time, this is the Seanorama. This is the Sean Geek Podcast, and we will catch you on the flip side. And to quote a friend of mine, there is always, always truly a bigger fish. Peace out.